Egypt, Egypt. A meditation for today on Isaiah 19, 24 and 25. O Egypt, Egypt, do you not recall, dear friend? Have you forgot that twice you were the savior of my only son, though not from love? You fed him in the famine, then you took him for a slave. And when I rescued him, I made you know my name, my power, and how much woe will fall on those who mock my son. And when he came again, the one that Herod would destroy, he fled once more to his dear friend who fed him once before. And there you hid and suckled him like Moses mid the rushes and the riches of the regal court, though not from love. 2 years you gave him shield and bread until his enemies were dead and it was safe for him to make his way back home and for your sake to die. O Egypt, Egypt, will you now destroy his house and kill his people? Cut his seamless word to pieces, lest the truth be heard, the sweetest news that he or I could ever speak. And so I cry aloud again, O Egypt, hear this tender word. It is as near to you as hope. Did not your own Isaiah tenderly make known my heart? Oh, listen, Egypt. In that day, in spite of all your sin, together you and Israel and vast Assyria will dwell as one, the kingdom of my son. And in that day, with joy, I'll stun the world and call you mine. And you will be my people, yes. The true and happy bride of Christ, with all your meek and broken foes who call on his great name. And in the end, you'll know why I have called you friend.